Todd, you're listening to Real Synthetic Audio, and that was a band by the name of Blush Response with Post Truth. Before that, you heard from a new single from Empyrean that was ADSR, and that was remixed by Cubinate. And that's what really, I mean, obviously I'm familiar with Empyrean, but that really caught my eye. And I was going to look it up, and I forgot to do it. I was like, how many remixes have Cubinate done? Can't be that many. And I'm sitting there going, that's Phil, right? It's got to be just Phil. But I could be wrong. We started things off with a band by the name of Fractions with Scars of Love. And that was one of those sets where it was really serendipitous. It just kind of fell together. I wish I could say that I planned it and, you know, my brilliance made such a nice set. But I guess one of those times it's more my subconscious doing it, because I picked the tracks and I had them all in mind with each other, but it wasn't one that where I was like, oh, I gotta play this because this really fits well with this and that sort of thing. You know, sometimes it just works out that way. I am gonna have some more to say in the next break about last week. I asked everybody who was listening to the show to retweet it and all that sort of stuff, and things didn't work out the way that I thought they would. And I have thoughts. But before we continue on with thoughts, we're going to continue on with Soman. This is Hard Floor, and Hard Floor is one of my favorite bands, so I'm hoping this is kind of a tribute. Anyways, I am DJ Todd, this is Soman, you're listening to Real Synthetic Audio.
We'll be right back.
There's a band from Mexico with the name of Formato Negativo with Warning Sex. That was the Brigadier mix. And as I've mentioned a couple of times before, I'm really interested in the EBM, electro, et cetera, coming out of South America, Mexico, Latin America, all that sort of stuff. It's not a place that you would first off think that, you know, hotbed of EBM or anything like that. And I'm very interested. So I keep my eyes open. It's an interesting scene. I want to say that, so last week I said, you know, hey, everybody who's listening to RSA right now, you know, retweet this and all that sort of stuff. And very few people did. But, you know, Sean and Ben and Lou and a couple other people did. And, you know, at first I was disappointed. But then I kind of sat there and went, you know what? This is just showing how RSA is consumed. It's not necessarily from you're finding out the show from tweets and Instagram and Facebook and all that sort of stuff. It's coming in RSS feeds and what have you. And so, you know, rather than be disappointed, it's like, this is showing me something about how it's being consumed. Now, that said, especially when it comes to the bands that I play, you know, I tag the bands as best I can and all that sort of stuff. And I really do appreciate it when people click like or click retweet or what have you. It really honestly does make a difference to me. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's not something that's terribly necessary. Because let's face it, I'll be doing the show until I'm dead. Ha ha ha. And even then, from beyond the grave. Oh wait, Halloween's past. We're going to continue on with some more great new stuff. This is Psygnosic. With determination, I am DJ Todd. You're listening to Real Synthetic Audio. We'll be right back. a band by the name of Ill Nurse with a track called Terror Disco. And that just goes to show that the whole remix idea is good for all parties considered, because Ill Nurse did a remix for Randolph and Mortimer, and because of that, I was already familiar with Randolph and Mortimer, and Ill Nurse got into my head. I tracked down their latest release because of that, and I was like, this is good too. So this is how cross-pollinization and cross-promotion, it works. Anyways, that was, as I said, Ill Nurse with Terror Disco, and I'm going to keep my eyes open for more stuff from them in the future. We're going to end off the show with another band who is of... I don't know how to... See, the thing is that I want to say from Latin America, from Central America, and I don't know that that is necessarily the proper term to use, but I watched, with my father, I watched a lot of American news when I was a teenager back in the 80s, and so a lot of Americanisms have kind of, you know, made their way into my vocabulary. But Nordica, a band by the name you would think was from... a Nordic country, are actually from Mexico. And, so there you go. More Mexican EBM. And it's great stuff. Anyways, this is Nordica with Free Yourself. I am DJ Todd. You're listening to Real Synthetic Audio. See you next week.